A sculpture garden in Hamilton, New Jersey has merged with a sculpture fabricating company next door. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports grounds for sculpture and the Johnson Atelier both have the same origin.
In 1974, the late sculptor Seward Johnson founded the Johnson Atelier to give artists a greater hand in the fabrication of their own work. And then in the 1980s, 40 acres of a former state fairgrounds became available right next door. And that's where he envisioned a sprawling botanical garden with sculpture.
We literally grew out the back door.
Gary Garrido Schneider is the executive director of Grounds for Sculpture.
Essentially like siblings, you know, same founder, we work side by side. You know, over 40% of the work in the park was made at the atelier, so it's kind of rare also for a museum to have not just the artists on site, but to have so much of the work physically produced on site.
Grounds for Sculpture and the Johnson Atelier are now one. The atelier employs 120 artists. One of them was Clifford Ward, who said it taught him everything he knows.
We would work on clients' work during the day, and then we had full use of the premises in the evening. So I don't have a background in art. I don't have a formal education, but I learned so much from all of the artists that have come through the grounds.
An exhibition of Ward's work called I'll Make Me a World is now on view at Grounds for Sculpture. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.